Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So then we have Kanye West and Jimmy Kimmel, and I don't know what, I'm sorry, folks, I don't know what the origin of this dispute is, but Kanye West has been on Twitter for a while, and the last tweet was 3 hours ago, and he tweeted a picture that he created of SpongeBob SquarePants that Kanye West says is Jimmy Kimmel, and the caption was, oh gosh, I forgot what the caption was, some kind of, the other picture I can't quote to you is very, very funny. It's a picture of Jimmy making a face, and then the Kanye West caption, no good P word, meaning he doesn't get as much, he doesn't get laid as much as Kanye West, which is at the heart and soul of the, for a lot of hip hop guys, not all of them, a lot of hip hop guys, that's the gold standard, you know, how much you get laid or how much, or how many women you got, whatever. But anyway, Kanye West can't take a joke. Now, this is from some homepage, I don't know, TMZ. And TMZ is such a tiring website, man, because you have to wade through all of their jive-ass commentary to get to the point of what it is they're trying to say. But Kanye West can't take a joke, and he's ripping Jimmy Kimmel a new one online right now in an epic rant. In case you don't, you didn't see last night, Kimmel mocked Kanye's BBC Radio 1 interview with a reenactment sketch that replaced Kanye with a whiny child. And he didn't take kindly to the insult. The rapper is currently going all caps meltdown mode on Twitter, ripping Kimmel for the job, saying things like, Jimmy Kimmel, put yourself in my shoes. Oh, no, that would mean you've gotten too much good P-U-S.
All right, we know the word.
All right, well.
Too much puss.
Come on, will you, bud? That would mean you can't put yourself in my shoes because you haven't gotten all the good that I have. You can't put yourself in my shoes. Your face looks crazy. Is that funny? Or if I had a kid say it, would it be funny? Wow. And our personal favorite, this is TMZ commenting, should I do a spoof about your face or you effing Ben Affleck? No disrespect to Ben Affleck, all disrespect to Jimmy Kimmel. Kanye then dragged Kimmel's ex, Sarah Silverman, into it, saying she's way funnier than Kimmel, and even posted a picture. And I'll hold it up, and I'm going to put it on the homepage. It was actually very funny, but Kanye's face there is blocking out the P word again. But there is the face that Kimmel made, and it says, no good P word.
Yeah.
The irony, Kimmel's entire point was that Kanye acts childish. So TMZ is taking the Jimmy Kimmel side, which I am too, but that's only because he's white. And
you put me on.
Yes, I'm putting you on. Okay.
Yeah, but you kind of do have to.
No, I don't. No, I don't at all.
Why can't you take Kanye West's side?
I could take Kanye West's side. I don't know the origin of this thing. My knee-jerk white man reaction is to take Jimmy Kimmel's side.
So it is racial.
So you're saying it's racial?
No, I'm not. What I am saying, though, is that isn't that sort of the knee-jerk that a lot of people are having here? Aren't they just, well, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a... All the white geeky guys like Jimmy Kimmel, and I don't know what the story is. I didn't see the interview on BBC One. Maybe I should... watch it. But Kimmel's job, this is the reason why I think I'm taking Jimmy's side, is that his job is to be a social commentator. His job is to be a satirist. His job is to be a humorist and a satirist. And that's, you know, humor with a point of view. And it's commenting on the world around him. And if you're going to do a show and you sit down every night to do that show, and one of the things you do, people tune in for, people expect, and that you do, is talking about people in the news. Kanye West doesn't do that.
Yeah, he does. He comments about society.
As a singer, as a hip-hop artist, using music, that's his medium. So I think the problem that we have is every time we cross the lines, every time we leave our medium of choice, our platform, our platform of expression, and we move into somebody else's turf, you wind up looking like an idiot, and you wind up sounding stupid. So if you're a social commentator and your thing is doing talk shows and commenting, and that's what he did, that's what Kimmel did. He saw Kanye West and he made a comment saying he looked childish, and that's what Jimmy Kimmel is expected to do every night. Kanye West got upset. And Kanye West responded to Jimmy Kimmel with his own sort of verbal assault. And it just isn't as good, because that's not what he does. If he puts Kanye West's music is great.
You think so?
No, I know so. I know so. His music is great. But Kanye West on Twitter ain't all that great. You know, I mean, look, Colin Kaepernick playing baseball, I don't know how good that guy is. As a quarterback, I like him, you know. As a quarterback, I like him. Joe Flacco is a quarterback, I like him. Pitching in a baseball game, he probably sucks. In fact, I'd be willing to bet he really does suck. He'd probably give up home run after home run. I mean, it probably would be an absolute disaster of biblical proportions if you asked an NFL quarterback to get on the mound in a Major League Baseball game and throw a baseball to batters. It would probably be a shelling like you wouldn't forget, man. But no one in their right mind would ask that guy to do that. So when you see Kanye West go on Twitter and take on Jimmy Kimmel, he is now out of his element. He's off of his turf. He's on foreign turf. He's going to get his ass handed to him. If I were Kanye West, come out with a song, man.
Yeah, it takes too long. It's going to take forever to come out a song and everything. No, how long is that going to take?
Are you kidding? Are you serious? Kanye West could go in a studio right now and do some song, some form of audio musical entertainment that is a comment on Jimmy Kimmel, because West does that. That's what his music is. He comments on society, comments on history. He comments on a lot of things. He could do that tonight. He'd have that record at radio stations tomorrow. That thing would go viral online. Dude, it would be everywhere. Are you out of your mind?
Well, I don't know.
See, it doesn't take music months to take hold anymore. You don't have to wait months to get it on the playlist of a radio station. You can put that thing out tomorrow. He could put that thing on his Twitter feed and say, here it is. You know.
What do you think about that picture he did?
The picture he did of SpongeBob SquarePants, the one with Jimmy Kimmel, no good P-word, it was pretty funny. See, now he's beginning to approach, you know, what he does for a living, but I don't know. So we'll keep looking at that. Coming up next, we have Ted Bell, who's going to be talking to us about the game of the week, how well things are going there. Oh, we did have, and Steve Bozell was on with us last hour, but I think Steve has pretty much burned himself out on that one. And there's another arrest in this Bernie Madoff thing keeps on giving. There's another arrest. There was an accountant that got his ass in a hot water and has now been arrested as part of the whole Bernie Madoff thing. So let's talk about that, too, and see if they've updated that Dan Nanen story. Is he out of jail? Has he punched anybody else out? Is he in jail forever?
How long do you think he'll be in for?
Overnight. They probably bailed his ass out by now, I would hope. I mean, not that I hope, but they probably have. Okay, so all of that and more coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and philhenryshow.com. Back in a moment. Woo! All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and you know, your local radio station and like that. And by the way, you know, we'd like to be on in your area. So if you've got a radio station that we should be on, call them up and say that, you know, you should be carrying the Phil Henry Show. There's a lot going on in talk radio, and most of it isn't good. Well, I say that I'm biased. No, there's a lot going on in talk radio, and I guess there's a lot that's good about it. Nonetheless, we certainly are interested in being on in your town. And, you know, this is not a necessarily a conservative talk show. It's not necessarily a liberal talk show. In fact, politics is a real bore to us. It isn't that we don't understand it. We understand it all too well. In fact, politics is easy. Politics is about the easiest thing in the world there is to talk about. It's the easiest thing in the world there is to understand. It's the easiest thing in the world there is to have an opinion about. And it makes for the worst radio in the history of God and man on this planet. And that's why we don't do it.
Yay.
Thank you.
Very good, Phil.
Thank you. So, having said all that, talk to the cat. Talk to whoever your local talk show guy is, your local talk radio station guy is, and we'll see what we can do. I'd love to be, like I said, I'd love to be on in your town. I had a very interesting conversation. I won't mention anybody's name. And the conversation went something like this. Somebody somebody who has a talk show, a radio talk show, was approached to have a guest. This is a current state of affairs, ladies and gentlemen, in our business.
Oh, Phil, don't do it.
Do you mind if I just finish something?
Yeah, don't do it, son. You're going to get everybody all upset. Mr. Hall will need to be contacted.
You know, you're the biggest snitch in the history of the world, man.
Mr. Hall will need to be contacted.
Well, you are a little bit of a dirty rat, aren't you?
But, you know, Bud, I can't say, I don't care. Call him up. I don't give a damn.
You don't give a damn. So I can say to Mr. Hall, you don't...
I don't give a damn. Call him up. So this is a state of affairs in talk radio today. A guy's called up and asked if he wants to have a guest. You know, this person has a guest for his show. And the guy says no because... your company, the entity that you represent, has not exactly bought that much advertising on my show. And so the quid pro quo on that is, no, I don't want to have a guest of yours. Now, understand what that means, folks. Advertisers are back running programming. Now, that's what Quiz Show was all about. The movie Quiz Show was all about taking the programming control away from advertisers because... because Quiz Show happened. Now, I'm not saying that advertisers are not great people and that we don't need them and that we don't love them, we don't respect them, and don't want to give them the very best possible bang for their buck that we possibly can. But you can't let them control your, you know...
Look at that behind you.
That's the American flag. But get the flag down. I'm not sitting here doing the American flag. That's...
that's flying into the American flag, flying in the background.
I understand, man. I don't want it on my video cast, okay? Pardon me, folks. So anyway, you get my point. I mean, I don't have to go into it. All right. Ted Bell is going to be on here in just a moment to talk with us about what else. Ted. And again, we are online at philhendryshow.com. A reminder that we're going to be, Bobby Dooley will be, and we'll be with Bobby, at the LA Podcast Festival on October the 5th. So if you're going to be attending, and there's quite a few wonderful examples of great podcasting. People will be there from, I would imagine, all parts of, you know, of the country.
The country? You're kidding.
Well, I mean, look, people are doing podcasts all over the place. The LA Podcast Festival is a cool podcast. And so I think that there's going to be a lot of people wanting to, you know, be a part of that. So if you'd like to come out and see Bobby Dooley doing her thing, it will be on Saturday, October the 5th. We'll give you the specific time. Next week, I know what it is. I don't have it. But just leave the whole day clear and just write Bobby Dooley across, you know.
So the people are supposed to blow out a whole day for her.
Yes. I don't know the time right now. It's in the afternoon. All right, there. Is that close enough?
Yes. Let me write down. Avoid LA.
Oh, take it easy. LA Podcast Festival happening on Saturday, October the 5th. We'll see you there. All right, Ted. Where is my man Ted here? Is he here? Yeah.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Where is he, bud?
Oh, you're going to do Ted Bell now?
What do? I look like I'm standing here, man, waiting for a bus? Yeah, I'm waiting for Ted Bell. Where is he?
Hold up a minute. I thought you were going
to...
Oh,
Ted's.
Man.
Didn't know
it. You want to put our meat in your mouth?
That's a meat in your mouth. I was talking to Mr. Hall.
Hey, pal, you talk to Mr. Hall in your own time, okay? You go squeal on what we're doing on the air on your own dime, friend. This is my show, and I want Ted Bell, and I want him on the air now. You understand?
Yes, sir. Okay, hey, Ted? Yeah, yeah. I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Hey, everybody. Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Happy to be with Phil Hendry here on this beautiful Thursday evening. Don't forget to come into Ted's of Beverly Hills for the pork roast, for the all-day pork loin, for the all-day rib roast, for the all-day big-time prime rib. It's Ted Bell.
You know, you're going to have to get that, whatever the mix is coming down the line from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We can't hear the commercial.
Yeah, Phil, you know, I pay top dollar for that commercial. And again, we're on the air right now?
Yes, we're on the air.
All right. God. Hi, everybody. Ted Bell here. If you'll pardon me, just one comment I want to make. I pay top dollar for the commercials, I'm saying.
I understand that, and we're fixing it.
Oh, you're fixing it.
Yeah. Anyway, Ted, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and again, I paid top dollar for that commercial.
I understand, and we're fixing it.
Because I couldn't hear it.
Well, all right. So, Ted's of Beverly Hills, they want to put their meat in your mouth.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all. I paid top dollar for that commercial.
And you want to hear it. I get it. All right. Ted is with us here. By the way, we had your partner on last hour, Steve Bozell.
What was he talking about?
Well, he was talking about his stand-up comedy aspirations.
Oh, baby. You know.
How do you like working with Steve?
Working with Steve is fine. I don't think, you know, I have to be honest with you. And if I were to be honest with you, and that's what I want to be. I want to be honest with you. But it's not unusual for me to be honest. I suppose it is. But if I were to be honest with you, which I'm being right now, I would say that Steve Bozell is just as knowledgeable as I am when it comes to professional football. I've heard Steve say, the both of us have made some colossally dunderhead statements, and that's difficult for me to say. It's very, very difficult for me to say of myself. And I don't have a big ego, Phil, but I also understand that I want to put my best foot forward when it comes to advertising Ted's of Beverly Hills, because we think we've got some of the finest cuisine, finest dining, great dining experience at Ted's of Beverly Hills. So when I have to come on your radio show and say that my play-by-play for the game of the week is far from anything that I'd want to write home about, that hurts, and it hurts very deeply.
So, but you're saying that Steve's doing a good job.
Well, no, I'm saying no. I didn't say that, did I? I said
Steve's doing as good a job as you.
Let me say it, okay?
Yeah, let him say it, Phil. You're putting words in his mouth.
Sorry.
I am saying Steve's doing as good a job as me. Yes, I am. But I wanted to say it, and you said it before me. Steve's doing as good a job as me.
All right, you guys have done so far. You're the Philly. Excuse, not Philly. You did Denver, New York, and you did last week. The Philly, New York, and you did the I forget what game you did last. What game did you do last week?
I'll tell you right now what game we did last week. We did the Cleveland. I forget, but it was a great game. It was Green Bay. I forget the game we did. It doesn't make any difference, does it?
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
It was San Francisco and the other guy, Indianapolis. And I will tell you that that game was very exciting, but Bozell butchered it alive, and I did too. I'm just saying, the two of us carved it a new ass.
What do you feel you did wrong with that game?
Well, we both came out at the very beginning of the game and said that we thought San Francisco was going to take charge on defense and offense, and that Indianapolis was coming in overrated. And we felt that Indianapolis was going to eventually get their ass handed to them along with their sack lunch. And that did not happen. And it hurt. It hurt bad. I went back to the hotel and thought about it long into the night over, I don't mind telling you, over a whole lot of drinks. We didn't leave town until the Monday after. And I don't know why we're in San Francisco, because we weren't at the stadium. We were actually sitting in the Henry Broadcast Center. We took the remote studio.
Yeah, why did you guys travel?
I just got done telling you. I don't know why.
Well, you should do the game from the studio here at the El Pacifico.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, who paid for the travel?
I don't know.
Well, brother, it ain't me, I'll tell you that.
Well, it wasn't me. Somebody's credit card paid for it, but we were up at the Four Seasons on Market Street.
Oh, well, ain't that nice?
Oh, quit being a cheap creep, okay? You know,
I'm not being a cheap creep. I don't like the idea of you guys going to San... I'm sorry, folks. We're not even talking about the game now. You know.
Phil, this is part of show business. You should do this off the air.
That's right, Mr. Ann. Do it off the air and not embarrass everybody.
Oh, why don't you give me a break? Embarrass everybody. I'm talking business here, bud. You don't understand any of it, okay? Ted, all I'm telling you is, man, what I would have appreciated is a phone call before you guys go up there and you use the show plastic to stay at the Four Seasons Hotel. You're doing the ball game remote in a studio, you know.
Well, we're doing it by way of the Apple software. But it was a lot of fun, and I tell you, we went over, we had dinner, and I had a great time, and I got, yes, I did, I got drunk. And so did Steve, because we were reflecting on how we carved it up. So,
All right, David Hall.
Yeah, David's waiting on hold. He want to talk to you.
You know what, Bud? I'm going to get you in for some English lessons, a CAT scan. There's all kinds of work that needs to be done. Hold on for just a second. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Why do we have David on the line? You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on this show, and I have no idea why it's happening.
I don't know. You said something, and Bud felt that David needed to be called. David needed to be called. I just said something. Oh.
David needed to be called. I tell you what, until such time as we know why it is that David needed to be called, I don't want to have David on the air bugging me. Do you understand? World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. And philhenryshow.com. The Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirts are in stock.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you later, okay? Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. LA Podcast Festival on the 5th of October. Bobby Dooley will be there live, so you can watch Bobby doing her thing. And with us tonight, Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills. Ted, do it.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on down.
Thank you. Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And remember, if you want a delicious, juicy steak, prime rib, the Kansas City, the Porterhouse for two, and of course, our delicious side, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's.
Give me more time, because I don't
understand.
We want
to put our meat in your mouth.
I don't understand that.
Why don't they what?
Why don't they give me more time to say what I need to say, rather than having to...
You're the guy that had the... And anyway, folks, there's far too much behind the scenes on this show.
Well, yeah, we're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air.
All right, I'm sorry.
Every time we run the commercial, we're on the air.
I'm sorry.
All right, as if that isn't bad enough, David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication, joins us. David, I understand that you want to say some things.
You know something, Phil, I don't think it's necessary for you to say... By the way, Ted, how are you?
I'm doing good, how are you?
Great. I don't think it's necessary, Phil, for you to, you know, and if that ain't bad enough, you know.
Well, all right, I'm sorry, but I'm up to my neck in all kinds of stuff here tonight, as I usually am. And Bud apparently has the green light from you to call you anytime he hears something that you should know about.
That's correct, Phil, and I don't think, as long as the audience is listening in, you don't have to make it sound like, and ta-da, and that green light, da-da. You know, and Daphne's with me tonight, as she usually is, so I would appreciate if you're not going to comment that if a woman that you love, do you think that's unusual that she's with you every night?
No.
All right, then I'd appreciate you not commenting on it. Hold on for a minute.
Well, I'm only commenting, David.
Hold on for a minute. What?
I don't know.
Yeah, she said that she agrees that we're in love. We have a love affair. And that she feels that you should have more respect.
Why, you know, can I ask you a question?
Okay, why am I regretting already that I called?
No, can I ask you a question? Why am I hearing her going, oh, what is that?
She's got something in her mouth, okay? Do you want to push it, or will you just let it go at that? She's eating something, all right? Why is it that you got to always point that out?
Why is it you got to be calling me every night? Why is it you have to call me with her in the car? Why is it that you're always looking for donuts? Okay?
It's not donuts, it's corn nuts. Okay?
Corn nuts.
Hey, Dickman, you're the guy that called me. I didn't call you. You called me. You said something was going on.
Yeah, you're talking about nuts.
I'm talking about corn nuts. What are you eating, honey? She's got corn nuts.
Why is she... that's very disturbing. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know?
What?
She sounds like... Yeah, she's got something in her mouth. What's the big deal? Why don't you just say Daphne's eating?
Well, are you talking to me?
You're the guy putting her on the air.
No, I didn't. I asked her a question, and she happened to have just taken a handful of corn nuts.
Corn nuts.
Oh, God, Phil, you don't laugh at David.
Thank you. You never laugh at me on the air. That's rule number one. You know that.
There's no rules that are not made by anyone other than me. There's no rules that apply on this show that are made by other people. They're only the ones that I make, okay? You understand that?
When did you turn into such an ass?
When I started getting phone calls from you and your girlfriend Daphne there as she's eating corn nuts, she's eating donuts, she's having a hot dog, or as you put it tonight, she's got something in her mouth.
Oh, now Now I get it. So when I said she has something in her mouth...
Yeah, Mr. Hall, he's always talking about everything.
And you automatically went to the gutter. That's where you went, didn't you?
Well, then why didn't you say she's eating?
Because I knew what you guys would say.
But, David, when you say she's got something in her mouth, these guys are going to go to the filthiest place. They're going to go to the blackest part of hell. You know that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Margaret. I should know that. Anytime I say anything that can immediately transport us into the sewer of hell, you can be assured that Henry will take us there.
You know what, David? If you make a comment...
Yeah? Go ahead. Spit it out there, Mumbles.
Mumbles? Hey, man, why don't you shut up? Go ahead, Phil. Say it.
Thank you, Robert. If you are calling my show and you make a comment like she's got something in her mouth...
Yeah, why do you gotta go to the blackest part of hell with it?
The blackest part of hell?
Yes! You automatically turned it into...
an oral thing?
David, speak up. We can't understand you.
I'm trying to be a gentleman about it. I said, Phil, when I said she had something in her mouth, you turned it into... oral sex.
What did he say?
You can't understand what he said.
No.
Margaret, I said Phil is turning it into oral.
Oh, into oral.
Oh, for... Daphne doesn't appreciate that.
Would you get rid of that hog? Get that pig off of my... Thank you. I want to talk to you.
No, whoa, you just hung up. You just reached over and hung up on David G. Hall.
You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it.
That Mr. Hall going to be... I better call him.
Get off of that phone, man, before I belt you. Him and that girlfriend, I'm ready to... I swear to God, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. That girl, I've never heard her utter an English language word where there wasn't something packed into her cheeks.
Listen to you.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, how else am I going to say it? And he insists on putting her on the air. Now, what did he have a problem with?
Well, you hung up on him on account before he could say that.
All right, put him back on the... And I swear to God, if I got to listen to this... Where's Ted? Is he there? Where's Ted? Ted, I'm sorry, man, but I got to talk. We got to talk to David.
Well, I tell you, Phil, whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. But all you're doing is I'm wasting time. I got four tables that have got to get cleared. I got a whole...
Do you want us to do this some other night?
No, I don't want to do it some other night. Tonight is the night because I want to talk about the game. I want to talk about Bozell and I. There's a lot of things I want to... And I also want to talk about what David G. Hall wants to talk about insofar as it applies... never mind.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Get him on the line here and find out what the... David, Margaret was the one that reached over and hung the phone up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, well, let me say something.
David, it was. I hung up.
All right, fine. I heard you say the phrase, we want to put our meat in your mouth, in relation to Ted's Beverly Hills.
That's right.
Why didn't you sing it?
Why didn't I sing it?
That was the go-ahead that I gave for that commercial. I said I don't want that garbage on my radio stations unless it's part of a commercial jingle. I don't want anybody speaking that line. I want it sung. I said it over and over and over again. If I said it once, I must have said it a million times. As soon as I heard those commercials, I said, I don't mind as long as it's sung.
Well, David, if you said that, I must have spaced.
You spaced? Yeah, great. But guess who the guy is that has to deal with the fallout? Guess who the guy is that has to take the phone calls from some little old lady that's about to have a cardiac arrest? Some little old lady. I had a call from a lady from Richmond, Virginia. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, in Virginia?
I know it's in Virginia, smartass, but it's at the southern end of Virginia. It's at the end of Virginia that's away from Washington, D.C. It's away from all of the hip areas of what they do there. So I got to take a call from this lady, and she's about ready to have a heart attack. I don't know if she's starting to bleed from the nose or what, and she says that she heard you say that phrase. And I said, did he sing it? And she said, no, he spoke it. I said, are you absolutely sure?
Okay, I didn't sing it, all right? I blew it, and I didn't sing it.
I need it sung. Okay.
What if I play the commercial?
I'm not giving him free commercial time with a jingle. All you gotta do is you sing it, Daphne. What is it? Yeah, Daphne, I'm sorry, Phil, that you hate her, and it breaks her heart.
I don't hate Daphne. I've never talked to Daphne. I've never met Daphne.
Yes, you have.
No, I have not. All I hear is her trying to say a word, and she's got donuts in her face.
Oh, boy, that... That's the woman that I love.
All right, I'm sorry, man, but if you're going to put her on the air, have her say a word that I can understand.
Happy, honey, say hello to Phil.
You see what I'm saying?
What?
Are you telling me that was an English language sentence?
She said, Phil, how are you doing? You don't understand that.
No, man, because she's... Have her...
If you say have her swallow, I swear to God, Phil, all bets are off. I will pull my services from your radio show, and you know I've got the contacts to make you number one in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a load of him.
Phil, that is very rude.
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't believe anybody when they tell me that load of crap.
Did Ron Hartenbaum tell you that?
No, he doesn't. That's why I like Ron. Now, what is the problem here?
I want you to sing We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, you better, because we've got an FCC problem if you don't.
So, in other words, that line is totally...
I've already explained it. It's acceptable. Now, Daphne just demonstrated. Want to do it again, honey? You want to put our meat in the mouth.
We want to what?
We want to put... What's the line? We want to put our meat in their mouth. Or no.
It's we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yeah, sing it.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Do it better.
Oh, come on.
Do it better.
We want to put our meat...
Do it the way it... What is the line, Daphne? I don't know, honey. I'm asking you. She wrote it down in her notebook. Did you write it on the iPhone? Oh, she put it in her notebook, the iPhone notebook. That's very smart. What do you think of that, Phil?
Yeah, that's great. She knows how to use an iPhone.
God, what an ass. Yeah, we want to put our meat in your mouth. That's not me saying that. That's the jingle.
I understand, David. We won't make that mistake.
Do it!
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
God, man, you sound like you're really getting into it.
Get out of here, will you? There, I said it. We'll be back with Ted Bell. David, I hope, never comes back. I mean, not tonight anyway. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Good Lord Almighty, man. And we'll be back with more from Ted Bell and, of course, talking a little bit about our no game of the week this week as the Phil Henry Show is taking the weekend to go to Washington, D.C. We will have some video. We'll have a video log from Washington, D.C. for you on our website and other news, photographs from D.C. We're going to be in D.C. from Friday until Monday morning, but back on the air Monday night. The world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. Hey, welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. By the way, I just got a tweet from Graham Elwood, who is the founder of the LA Podcast Festival. We're on at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, the 5th of October. Bobby Dooley and the Bobby Dooley Podcast live at the LA Podcast Festival on October the 5th, starting at 4 o'clock. Thanks, Graham, for that information, man. I'm, you know, we're... and it ain't that the guys at LEG Molotov haven't been giving me this stuff. It's just there's a million things happening, and the older I get, the more my brain begins to dry up until probably in about 6 months, it's full Alzheimer's. I'll be just wandering down the street with no pants on.
Yay. Very good.
Thank you. That will be my, my closing act on this thing called The Life of Phil. I'm just joking around. All right. So we got rid of David Hall, and that's good. So why not Ted? Yeah, here we go. One more time with the jingle here. I already sang it once, so...
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And I'd like to say Ted of Beverly Hills very proudly bringing you the Bobby Dooley Podcast on the 5th of October at the LA Podcast Festival. I'll be there.
You will.
Yes, I just decided I will be there. Because I just can't, I cannot not be there. I've got to be there. I cannot not be there.
All right, Ted Bell back with us. So you will make an appearance at the podcast festival.
That's what I just said, yeah. And
so will Bobby interview you?
I don't think so. I don't think, if she wants to, I don't want to steal her thunder, but I think it's a very important thing for me to align my business with. I think it's an important thing for us to have a banner hanging at. And as well, of course, Phil, as you've been mentioning all night long, ad nauseum to the point where you're probably turning people out and you're probably getting radio stations pissed off at you, my Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirt is available at the Ted's of Beverly at the online store at philhenryshow.com.
Okay, great. So as long as people are getting pissed off, let's get them real pissed off.
Exactly.
Although it is a good deal. All right.
Well, it's a good deal. I'd rather them buy the hoodie. The reason why we went with the T-shirt, if I may, for just a second, Phil.
Well, you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot here, man.
Wow. Don't you think I know what's best for my business?
All right, I'm sorry.
Phil, Ted knows what he's doing.
Sorry, Ted.
What I was about to say, boy, that stunned me. I gotta back up. Ooh. Oh, man.
What stunned you?
What stunned me? Don't you ever suggest anything about my business to me. I know what I'm doing.
You know that, Phil.
I know. All right, Ted, I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Yes, I'm sorry.
God. I gotta hold on for a minute. I just want to catch my breath on that because...
Oh, will you grow up, man? Let's go.
All right, well, what I'm trying to say is... Boy, that burns. Why does it burn in my... Well, it feels like I have hemorrhoids.
Will you just please give us the lowdown on the Teds of Beverly Hills, whatever?
The Teds of Beverly Hills... What I'm trying to tell you is this, okay? My business, we're going to hang a banner at the podcast... I don't even know what I was going to talk about now. You've got me so pissed... Fact is, Phil, Ted's of Beverly Hills will be represented there.
Okay. Now, as far as it goes, when we talk about the game of the week, you guys are not going to be on this weekend.
No, we will not be on this weekend. Out of deference to you, you're in Washington, D.C. You're taking care of some personal business. We are expecting some pictures and communiques from Washington, D.C. I will tell you, while you're in D.C., would you mind asking somebody back there what happened to this? I heard a rumor they had a football team this year, you know.
All right, don't stick it in, man.
Oh, don't stick it in and break it up. I heard a rumor you got a football team in Washington, D.C., but I could be mistaken.
They've had some tough times, you know, and RG3.
You know where their problem started with the RG3 thing? Call him by his name, Robert Griffin III. If you want to call him the third, if you think the guy is royalty, that's fine. This RG3, you take the guy, you diminish him to the level of some sort of a virtual man. He's a video game. He's not a human being. You know, and I personally, I would take that very, very unkindly. To me, that would hurt. It would hurt badly, not to be a man, but to be reduced to the level of a blip on a screen.
All right. I mean, it's the way that people relate these days. You are right. The Redskins are having some tough times.
Boy, tough times. That doesn't even begin to tell the story. So while you're back there in Washington, please ask them what they are doing. Number two, Mr. Bell, or rather Mr. Green, Mr. What's the guy? Mr. Green? Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah, Mr. Hall.
Oh, Mr. Hall. I think Hall, I appreciate Hall sticking his nose into my business, but I'd rather he keep it out. And you didn't have to sing that. You made the statement because the jingle wasn't on the air.
Oh, look, David and I consult on these things. All right. In any event, anything else?
No. What an ass.
Hey, you're still on the air, man.
Cable 3, too.
Hey, Ted, you're still on the air.
Yeah, bring my car around. I can't take this dump anymore.
Hey, Ted, you're still on the air.
Which car did you bring tonight? I brought the Mercedes. Thank you very much. I can't, what's the business like?
Ted.
Let me call him.
Yeah, call him up. Ted.
I don't know. Henry has got, he's got it in his mind that his, you know, his stuff doesn't smell bad. Well, I'm here to tell you because I've walked into a bathroom after he's used it. Huh? Yeah, just get him out of there.
Hey, Ted.
Well, Phil, he can't hear you.
Well, Ted Bell is on the air. If there's anybody at Ted's of Beverly Hills right now that has any kind of a, you know, I don't know. Yeah, if there's anybody at Ted's of Beverly Hills right now that has any pull, they can certainly. What is that?
Hold on for a minute. I got to answer the phone. Where's the phone? At Ted's of Beverly Hills, Ted Bell speaking. What? Dickman? I'm on the air. Is Henry here?
Yeah, I'm right here. We've been listening to you.
Oh, so you're getting your kicks now listening to... Oh, man.
Well, you didn't hang the phone up, man.
Yes, I did.
Then how is it that we can hear you?
What if I... You know, Phil, you got to do... So, you send somebody over here. What if I started masturbating?
There, I hung up on him.
Well, it's a good point, Phil.
What's a good point?
If he, in his frustration, decided to...
Yeah, he decided to paddle it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. A grown man who's really upset and frustrated over the treatment he's received on a talk show, not only does he fail to hang the phone up properly, but right there in the middle of his restaurant, he decides to start masturbating.
Well, I mean, Mr. Ernie, you're laughing about it.
Stranger things have happened, Phil.
Well, if stranger things have happened than that, I'd like to know about it. Well, no, please don't tell me, because something tells me one of you three have probably seen it, because I haven't, and I don't want to know about it.
Oh, yeah, right.
I haven't, and I don't want to know about it, if you don't mind. What if I started masturbating? All right, final story here that I really wanted to read. There's a guy by the name of Paul Konigsberg, a longtime accountant for Madoff Securities. He pled not guilty on 5 counts in a federal court. This guy was released on bail. They're still busting guys. He was a critical supporter and enabler of Madoff's Ponzi scheme. In order to keep his scheme hidden for so long, Madoff needed the assistance of certain willing outsiders, and this guy, Paul Konigsberg, was one of them. So they're still digging up guys who assisted in this horrific, horrific event. I don't know, man. To me, it's an extremely interesting case, and I can't get enough of it. I'm telling you right now.
What, Bernie Madoff? That's disgusting.
It may be disgusting, but to me, it's, I don't know, man. To me, it's fantastic. It is. Just, it's drama after drama after drama. See you guys tomorrow night. World-famous Phil Henry Show, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. On the Phil Henry Network here from the Phil Henry Broadcast Center. Good night, all.
Here, talk about a guy.
Hang the phone up, Ted, okay? That's all I'm saying.
If I started masturbating...